Well, thanks so much for coming. Like they say, my name is Raquel Meyers, and I define my practice as keyboard alloy. That means drawing and crafting by typing. I work with old technologies like Commodore 64 and Teletext. And for me, I use that because both share this grid as a framework and the text character as instructions. So we live in a time that we don't really, like the software became obsolete even before we learn how to use it. And I think that working with these technologies is some kind of challenge. But my background is not actually like computers. So I came from the analog black and white photocopies and collage. And I started to work with like pixel art graphics 2004. And I did like, yeah, video clips, performance. I worked with like chiptune musicians during almost like 6 years. And at some point the pixel art didn't really, yeah, well, it just get boring. So I decided to change pixel for text characters. And the reason is like, yeah, so I moved to Sweden and somehow I get in touch with the demo scene and the 64 came to my life. So, and I start to work with it in the demo parties. So I, and basically I learned there like how to, yeah, like this, find this like PETSCII character, like the character set for the ASCII character set for the 64. And I combined like different things that I was interested in, like storytelling, character set, Sloyd. Sloyd is the Swedish word for like craft, like everything that you do with your hands, like the dexterity of the keyboard. And actually is where the keyboard Sloyd came up, like the keyboard as the, yeah, quotation for keyboard and Sloyd as the technique for craft. And I also was interested in the grid and the mosaics and tiles. And I think that the text character, or in this case, teletext and PETSCII characters, are kind of like raw and raw cast, like concrete. So they have a lot of similarity with the Brutalist architecture. So I also really like that it's like straightforward and yeah, just completely raw and a little bit brutal. And I really like the idea of the manual executation and yeah, also like the demo scene, and yeah, I also get in touch with 2011 with a teletext engineer that he made like this inserter, teletext inserter, so you can check like tweeters in teletext. So I start to work with him for like using teletext for visuals, since everything was based just in a character set, and yeah, cross stitch and typewriters. So yeah, as I say, like keyboard Sloyd is just like electricity for the hand, and it's basically like, what you do is what you get. So you just type characters, like a typewriter, like a concrete poem, and you just build an animation and graphics from scratch. So there's no control set. So you cannot go, so you have to sit, do it in one chance, and that's it. If you fuck it up, you have to start all over again. So here is a little bit like what kind of like statement, to be honest. So yeah, basically for me, like using this technology is not like a souvenir from the past, like just something that is for archive or for storage to sell out in eBay. I think this this challenge, because it's like push you a little bit. So it's not like it's just a dialogue between technology and yourself, and you just have to give up, because basically, everything that you do is just show it, and there's no, and just it's show all the mistakes and everything that you do. So it's a kind of like an honest and raw way of working. So yeah, I did some kind of research with this text mod Tumblr with Go to 80 from 2012-2014, that everything that was related to like from textile, architecture, BBS, well, all the demo thing, all the ASCII art, just as a way to frame it, what I was doing. So, and from this research, I kind of ended on my own practice. So I decided that, yeah, this is kind of like the first statement of what I work with it. So it's like drawing, crafting by typing. So it's like flat and brutal. So it's just straightforward. And for me also nostalgic, retro, unlimited is like rhetoric qualities by constant repetition, because since I don't have this computer, I don't have the nostalgia for them. And I think that people didn't really know how to explain just to not get into the lo-fi or the 8-bit or that. So they just use this like limitation and retro and just, and I think it's a little bit more than that. And I think it's been used. And the problem with all technologies normally is just like, yeah, just I say, like archive or to sell out, but nobody really meant for just being used. So that is all doesn't mean that still not, like it's just dead. So you can actually still work in and learn like new things every day. So yeah, this is basically the character set for the Commodore 64, like the PETSCII. So you have like this, yeah, letters and all these symbols that you can combine and you can create like different patterns or mosaic. But I'm not interested in like just only, yeah, decoration or just like wallpaper. I'm really interested in the animation and the storytelling and how you can combine these to create a whole story. So yeah, so I started in the demo thing. So I went to these demo parties in Sweden. Like my first was DataStorm 2011. And I just sit there and like have to push yourself and do something in 2 days, show it in the competition, and you just have one chance. So people like it or people don't, but you don't talk about it. It's just what it is. So, and I really like this idea of like push yourself and just try to do your best. And if you fail, well, you try it again and fail better. So this is a little bit of samples of several demos we did, like with the Hack and Trade group. So I'm the graphician and I work with Go2AT as a musician and Madman and Linde as programmers. So we just present this, yeah, this few demos in the compost, and yeah, it was very funny. Just did it in like several days, and yeah, this is like a standstill graphics, just to with the character set. So that was for a competition, like a CSDB competition online, that people can submit like PETSCII graphics. And yeah, as you can see, you can combine all these symbols and everything just to create these graphics. So this is like several examples, just using the character set. And yeah, so you can create all kinds of things. This one. Yeah, and also, yeah, I did like several exhibitions just showing this PETSCII art, like the full screen in Paris. And like this is like a residence in Bergen. So we just have 1 week, and I just did this monster, like totem monster, with the two Commodore 64s. And yeah, I got a resident this year in Strasbourg and the festival, the Fantastic Film Festival. So I did this performance of light typing, just sitting down and typing an animation from scratch. And it's also the name of this talk. It's called Keys of Fury. So this is the several examples of yeah, the maps, like the full animations that you can see in a full affiche. And I also took the several character sets from the Commodore 64 and I just laser cutter and just built some mosaic that you can apply for mosaic, because it's just the same system. It's the grid, it's the framework, and the characters is the instructions. And yeah, so you can take it outside and do this landscape, like PETSCII. Just take your mosaic and build something else. And yeah, and this is like a teletext. So with the Raspberry Pi, and you can create like your own teletext signal. So you just need like the television with the decoder. And since I built on, since it was in a standard, so that was it's called Thread of Fate. So you can choose your destiny on teletext. So you basically choose a page and the teletext system, and it will give you your fate. And yeah, so there was also a teletext system for another exhibition, and this is like samples of printing from the screens. Yeah, and it was in the IRD text, so this summer, so you can find one of the graphics in the television, like pressing the 8.85 channel site in the teletext system. And the Muta was like, they organized this teletext festival in 2012 in Finland for the 30th anniversary. So you can send like teletext art and they will put it on the television. And it went also to the ARD, and they were doing also this festival, and they've been showing like teletext on the for real in the TV. And yeah, there's some kind of print, and there's also like a book. And yeah, this is also like cross-stitch. And so it's from the teletext, so you can actually like do like cross-stitch pattern. So at the end, you can combine all these different techniques, and it's just have the basics. So it works kind of the same. yeah, and also this is like the shape into yeah, like a laser cutter, so you can have this harbinger. Yeah, and this is like a live performance mixing Teletext, Typewriter, and 64, so everything was created from the scratch. And a musician, Alexandra Linsson from Sweden, she was like just having like these contact microphones and collecting all the sounds from the keys and just building all the music from scratch. And yeah, and I want to show you a video, but I think I pass it out. So yeah, and this is also like Secretary. I use this more like an irony because Secretary is like this person that you entrust with a secret. It's like the kind of the origin of the word, and it's so I want to make some kind of like irony about like the typist and how you just build secret just by typing. And yeah. So you can see like different examples just apply from the Teletext, but to the typewriters. Ooh, I'm going fast. So, but I think the best way to show all this, because I did have a video, but I missed up. So I just want to show you a video, and I would like to show you how I build all this yeah, animation from scratch. But I misplaced it, so I need to find it. Sorry for this. Yes. So this is a video I make for this British musician called Stefax at the crew, and it was just bailed. Not you. Open with yes. So, and there's no sound. it's a mini jack. Ah, here. Sorry. So yeah, this video it was just built on the 64, just by scratch, just by typing the characters, and I use a software that records all the keystrokes. And they're not like, there's no copy paste or control set. So you just need to sit and type, and just when you finish, you just save it. And so I want to show you this first. There's no sound yet. So, so now, but so we change to this. So, okay, so this is the thing. So actually you can just, you just turn it on and you can actually start typing. Like, you cannot save it, but you can just start typing. And you just select the characters and the colors with the keyboard, and you just go and start, like combining all the different symbols and build all the things. Just. So yeah, you can see the software speed it up because I'm not that fast. So you just combine different symbols and just build like whatever you want. Yeah, and you can see like everything I do. If I make a mistake, you just see everything, and it's kind of so. If I fuck it up, it's my fault. So you cannot blame the computer. It's too slow. Too blah blah blah. It's too old. No way. It's just me. I'm incompetent, and it's so it. So and that's how I like it about it, because it kind of pushes you. So you cannot blame anyone rather than yourself. So. And I don't know, you just have a lot of fun and you just made all this combination with all these different characters. And sometimes you make shit and it's like, okay, I move on. Tomorrow maybe I try it again. But yeah, so this is actually the software. And of course, I don't use floppies. This is kind of like an advanced piece of hardware that is also very nice. Someone spend time doing it. So yeah, this is the software I use that is just it's based on the like this lettering operator. So basically it just record all these keystrokes. So you just select A and you just do the same. So you just go and select the color and start build things. And I choose gray, very nice. And you can move all over the place with the, now I'm not gonna have time to do this. Yes, so you can make patterns, like very boring. But yeah, you can see. Off. off. And you can put some eyes, like, yay. Okay. And they have a very like clack, clickety clack sound that is very nice. And you're like 3 hours doing this. Like, yay. So, with this thing, it, like, you really need to like it because it takes forever. It's not something that you're like, yeah, look at me, how cool I am, I'm doing this. No. Maybe it works for a while, but at the end, it will be like, no way. I will use the emulator. Fuck it. But, well, so I'm just doing, I don't know what I'm doing, but it will work somehow. So now, yeah, okay, I know this, what the fuck. So, and of course, longer. So you delete and that's it. Yeah, and of course you can go like you can move it like super fast. And now like up, yes. So the animation that I saw before is done with this. So yeah. So it took me a month because sometimes I have like a very great thing, but after. So now, if you played it, it's just like, hey, do this. So you just move with the cursor and like just build the characters and like, yeah, that's fucking ugly, sorry. But yeah, so you can have like the idea of how it works. So, and it's just, it records like everything you do. And I think maybe it should give you for some questions if you have. Thank you. Someone want to ask something?
Any questions for Raquel? I mean, that was a pretty amazing and impressive.
Thank you.
So I have the mic, so I can just say, wow. Thank you. Any questions? There's four mics, if anybody's got questions. I can repeat it. What's the question?
It depends.
Do you put the graphics to the music or the other way around?
Okay.
No, I'm repeating it for the people that are on the stream.
Okay, sorry.
Or the other way around, because it seems so exact.
No, actually, like it depends. Sometimes the music it built before, and I just listen to it like in a loop for a lot, and just sit and type. And the thing is, like with this technique, it kind of suits everything. It works. So you just played it, and you play the music. It's like, it's synchronized. Yay! So because it's also like you cannot edit. So it's just like building one row until the memory is full, and you cannot save it longer. So you have to add a new one. So it depends. I work with some people that made the music after, but normally I just build the graphics and animation from the music and just put it together, and it works. Yes.
Excellent. Question here?
Hi, thanks. I'm just wondering, you mentioned that people sort of like throw words like retro in there quite loosely, and that it's quite important to understand the craft and the hand movements of what you're doing. I wonder if this has any implications, or if you think there are implications that what you've learned about doing this has for other forms of design and artwork and that sort of thing?
I think if I understand you correctly. Well, I mean, the funny thing is, like, the craft kind of came after I started to do that. It's like my man tried to make me do some craft when I was a kid, and I said, no way. So somehow, it kind of signed the grid is just, they use kind of like the same thing as like the knitting and the stitching, like it's just the grid and you put characters, so instead of X, so you just put all these different ones. But it's kind of, everything is kind of like related. It's like you feel when you're typing it, you're more like a crafting, like just building something and normally I do it from scratch, so there's no like background, so I just sit, type and improvise. So some kind of like crafty way of doing it, and if I fuck it up, I have to start over again. Did I answer your question or I lost?
No, I'm just interested to hear you talk about it.
Okay.
All right. Anybody else for questions? Going once, going twice? All right, give me a round of applause for Raquel.
Oh, thank you so much.